Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In one of my very first podcasts I recorded, I talked about the influential turn-based strategy game UFO Enemy Unknown, also referred to as XCOM UFO Defense. The original creator of the game, Julian Golob, did not return to the XCOM series when it was successfully rebooted in 2012, though there was a room in the game named in honor of him. The reboot game XCOM Enemy Unknown eventually released a sequel game in 2016, known simply as XCOM 2. But on that same year, Julian and his own company revealed a turn-based strategy game that looked incredibly similar to XCOM, only brutally difficult and significantly darker in tone. This game was known as Phoenix Points. Intended as a spiritual successor to XCOM, meant to match the brutal difficulty of the original XCOM games compared to the reboot games, Phoenix Point also involves the player managing Earth's last defense against an extraterrestrial threat. However, rather than merely facing an army of aliens from outer space, the antagonists of this game are grotesque Lovecraftian horrors, abominations created from a mix of human, sea life, and alien DNA. In the game's story, it all started after polar ice caps melted and revealed a primordial alien virus, which was later referred to as the Pandora virus, due to its flexible and ever-changing genome sequence. Shortly after, sea creatures became infected by the virus, becoming mutated and increasingly aggressive. And to make matters worse, a mysterious mist emerged from the sea, taking the minds of any humans who drew near and lured them into the sea, only to have them later re-emerge as monstrosities. Due to the chaos caused by this alien virus, humanity is brought to the very brink of extinction, save for a few havens sparsely spread across the world, and much of the planet is transformed beyond recognition. In the game itself, you are in charge of the Phoenix Project, a secret defense plan organized by various nations across the world in case a global catastrophe arises. But you are not the only ones facing the Pandoran threat. There are three other factions you can potentially ally with. New Jericho, a militaristic organization with superior firepower who aim to cleanse the world of Pandoran corruption. Synedrion, an organization of ecologists without a leader who boast advanced technology and aim for a free and sustainable world. And the Disciples of Anu, a cult led by a mysterious woman known as the Exalted, who believe Pandoran mutations are necessary for human evolution. And because of their conflicting ideals and philosophies with one another, the three factions are unwilling to cooperate with each other and are more likely to go to war should tensions between them escalate any further. Though at first glance, Phoenix Point appears to play almost identically to XCOM, having you alternating between managing bases and leading your soldiers into battle, a defining difference in Phoenix Point's combat system is that instead of a shot having merely a percentage chance of hitting your target, you can freely aim where you want your soldiers to shoot, and the reticle of their weapon is the area in which they're guaranteed to hit. Also, your soldiers and enemy units can have parts of their bodies temporarily disabled if injured enough, preventing them from using certain abilities or even attacking altogether. But what you should watch out for most of all is how the Pandoran forces evolve different adaptive mutations depending on how you dealt with them before, like extra defenses, poison and stunning abilities, and new weapons. Compared to the XCOM reboot series, Phoenix Point is significantly more difficult in every way imaginable, so it's hard to recommend it to newcomers of the turn-based strategy genre. If anything, this game was designed for those seeking an intense challenge and veterans of the original XCOM games in mind. And since I've played the game for myself and managed to achieve a few of the different possible endings, I should warn you that this game is definitely not for the faint of heart. It'll push your patience and strategy to your absolute limits, and the game will dish out many nasty surprises just when you thought victory was within your reach. But if you really believe you can take on the Pandoran threat, then by all means, give it a try, and good luck. Join me again next time